This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Very strange day yesterday as LeBron James made plenty of waves going on the Pat McAfee show. This was a huge booking. LeBron trying to reach a different base. I don't know what that was yesterday. It's very interesting. But before we get to the very controversial stuff, something that I'm very curious what Cavs fans would think and Cleveland fans in general when they hear LeBron talk about how he ended up a Cavalier to begin with and lottery shenanigans.
Listen, man, during the ball drop, you know, during the lottery drop, Cleveland got the number one pick. That's I just don't think that was.
Yeah.
Just,
whoa, what are you saying?
Just keep LeBron home. You know what? Patrick Ewing to the Knicks. You know, Derrick Rose to the Bulls. But I understand the assignment, guys.
It's not doing very much. Audio courtesy of the Pat McAfee Show on ESPN. He's not doing a lot there to debunk. I think he's having some fun mostly, but look, the conspiratorial nature of the NBA has always been there. How the NBA has done their best to rig certain situations and steer certain players to certain teams. Jason, didn't we have reporters like in the room when they were doing the balls?
Yeah, he knows better than I don't know. Like, he was in a mood yesterday.
It was weird.
But like, this is who he is. If you catch him at the right time, that he's had days like that before. But he was clearly in a mood. There was things he wanted to get off his chest yesterday, which is fine. But the whole idea that the NBA is rigged, I will die on this hill. That's silly. Because I was in the year that the Cavs won the lottery to get Kyrie, I was in the room and watched the whole thing. And if that's rigged, like, now imagine if the reporters weren't in there, then you would say it's rigged. So they bring everybody in and people still say it's rigged. It's a lot. I mean, I guess you could like weight the balls differently, something, but like my whole thing has been, what is it? Delwatt and Touche is like the accounting firm.
Deloitte.
Deloitte and Touche. It's the one of the most respected firms.
So they're in on it too.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you know how many people, how deep this would have to go? And for all of these years that nobody's come forward and, you know what I mean? Like, you mean to tell me at a company of that size with that type of reputation, there's not one whistleblower in 30 years that would come out and
say. We can't even pull off a military operation these days without it going viral in text threads. Like, if the NBA could pull this off, maybe we've got the wrong people running the wrong department.
It's asinine. To think that it's like you could
gotta sever them.
Yeah, right. I like that idea.
You could make a case for a lot of these guys wind up in different cities and say, oh, yep, there you go. Now, like the frozen envelope thing or whatever, before my time.
Yeah.
I don't know anything.
It seems like it would have been a lot easier to manipulate.
But I'm telling you, like with the current system with the ping pong balls, it's ridiculous.
All right. So that was one part of yesterday. And we get into talking about just, do we even really know who the real LeBron is? Because if you think about it, he's so carefully massaged his overall look, right? The optics of everything he did after the decision. After that, it was all damage control. And the rest of his career, he was probably a very different guy, very guarded with who he let in and who he was able to talk to. And so I find it, again, very bizarre that in a discussion about Michael Jordan and shoes yesterday, all of a sudden Brian Windhorst is taking strays.
Like, I seen Brian Windhorst on one of these shows not too long ago. Like
Wendy, you guys played together in high school.
Guy was like, you know, says he's like my best friend. These guys are just weird. They went on his show and say, you know, like, oh, don't let LeBron fool you. Like, he wears number 23 because of Michael Jordan. Okay, that's a fact. He signed with Nike because of Michael Jordan. It's like, no, I didn't. I signed with Nike because I got a hell of a signing bonus, and they gave me a 7-year, $90 million contract. And I moved my mom out of the hood the next day I signed that contract.
All right, audio courtesy of Pat McAfee Show and ESPN. So it was weird because, I've read a lot of Brian Windhorst, a lot of what he has done chronicling LeBron over the years, and I've never found him to be, you know, very slanted one way or the other. If anything, for a while, he was called like LeBron's biographer, a shill for LeBron James. And so I've seen typically in coverage when somebody is being accused of being either a hater or a homer, if they're getting both of that, then they're probably right down the middle. They're probably doing it the right way.
Yeah. Listen, I've known Brian. Brian and I had classes together at Kent 25 plus years ago. I've known the dude forever. He is elite at what he does. He's an incredible human being, and he didn't deserve that from LeBron. But I'm actually, in a way, like, because like the thing that always annoyed me was people always said Brian made his career on the back of LeBron, and like he just rode LeBron's coattails. They have not been close since Brian went to Miami and followed him to Miami with ESPN. I think that, I don't know for certain, but I think that really sort of damaged the relationship. LeBron didn't want him down there. And like, so the idea that people think that like Brian and LeBron are really tight, I've known that's been ridiculous for years. LeBron's had nothing to do with Brian's success in his career. Nothing. Obviously covering LeBron puts you on a bigger platform.
And he took advantage of that.
And same thing I did. Covering LeBron gave me a bigger platform and got me to The Athletic. But LeBron didn't make my career. I had to do that on my own. Brian didn't make Brian's career. Brian had to do that on his own. And he did. And he did an incredible job. And, I mean, Brian is one of the most plugged-in people in the NBA in the country. And I thought that was a cheap shot from LeBron. And it was completely not necessary because, yeah, you don't like the guy. Okay, fine. For whatever reason. And it is crazy. Like, literally, Brian's mom was LeBron's teacher at St. V. So it's kind of nuts how entwined they are. But
are we going to get a standoff? Are we going to get a Stephen A. Smith-like situation with Brian Windhorst?
Absolutely not. Brian would never do that.
And LeBron courtside?
Brian would never do that. He would never.
Yeah, but I want to see it. Mike on the road. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, Anthony.
Hey.
I know your love affair for LeBron James, but the honest
depends.
To God truth.
Honestly, Mike, it depends on the situation. I feel like there have been, yeah, I'll let you get back in, but I've absolutely crushed him on certain things, and other things I'll stand up for him all the time because I just want people to make good faith arguments. Like when we had people calling us up, telling us his school is a total scam and he's only doing it for the love, I'm like, we're not going to give him any credit. He gets zero credit for trying to help kids out in Akron, you know, where he's from. And I'm not going to call the guy the devil on everything, which is, I think, unfortunately what people do because they don't like his politics. But anyway, go ahead, Mike.
Hey, yeah, I agree with Anthony, but I, in my opinion, the guy's a complete he's a bag. He's going after a reporter because he doesn't like what he says about his son. I mean, come on. But, you know, this guy's been a bag since he went on his 50-minute spiel on
All right.
We can't use that term?
Callers aren't going to do it.
Okay. All right. Well, that's the end of our LeBron segment. They're going to go in that direction. 216-474-0092. I know it's going to be always weird how people talk about LeBron James in this town forever because, like, for me, I mean, when he won a title, and I'll say it's very, very transactional. Like, it shouldn't be about, hey, you have to win a title for me to like you. But it absolutely changed the way I'm going to talk about him forever. Like, we can't tell people all the time, the athletes, that they'll never have to buy a drink here again if they just come through. And then LeBron comes through and you're like, yeah, but I don't like these other things about LeBron.
It's so stupid.
Like, no, he won the championship. Yeah. He did the unthinkable. He did the thing that we crush every other athlete for not being able to do. And then what? We're going to go around and say, yeah, but there's a big asterisk because he left two other times. Who cares?
No.
He won the title.
I totally agree. I know we got to go. I saw something stupid the other day about if Shador came here and won, it would be bigger than LeBron. No, guys, no. Nothing will ever be bigger than
totally
LeBron coming back and winning a freaking championship here. Nothing. Stop. You sound stupid.
It's also a story that was, you know, 15 years in the making. There's just nothing.
Yes.
Nothing is going to be like that.
He's from here. He's one of the greatest to ever play. And he came back to win a championship, knowing that if he didn't, it would be a failure. And he did it anyway, and they delivered. And people still aren't happy? No, dude. That is the best story in Cleveland history, period.